Money is not evil. You need some money in your pocket. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Money. Money cometh to the body of Christ. Say that. Money cometh to the body of Christ. Say, God want me with plenty of money. So I can carry out his covenant.
Money coming
to me today,
tomorrow,
the next day,
every day.
Money coming. God, say this,
do not
want
me
to barely
get by.
No.
I won't accept that.
Money.
Money.
Come in.
Come
in. Y'all got to talk up if y'all want it now. I see some of y'all not saying that. Don't sit around here and be stupid. Talk up.
Money
coming.
Money
coming. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Everybody who broke laugh. Ha, ha, ha. It's over. We're going to have a laughing party. Glory to God, the broker you are, the harder you laugh. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, which is a very important subject to give direction for being in the will of God. And if you're in the will of God, you'll be financially blessed. Now, money cometh. I have to share with you, after read this text, where these two prophetical words came from and how they came into birth for the body of Christ, that the body of Christ will come out of certain situation. I'm going to show you a situation in the Bible which a large percent of the body of Christ is in, and the Lord want to get them out of it because the Lord want them in his vineyard doing some special work. God got some special mission for us who are in the body of Christ, but you need some money to do it. See, the devil have lied to us that money is evil. The devil, I said. And he've lied and told us that the broker you are, the closer you are to God. Anybody ever heard that? You know, you're humble. You don't want much. And then in this teaching, I want to teach you how to be wealthy and happy. Or how to be wealthy and not be worldly. Listen, brother, there's a way to be wealthy and not worldly. See what happened? The devil have told the church, everybody who is wealthy is worldly because they got so much. Follow me? See, because people are prospering and blessed, the devil label, see, he showed us the complete opposite of what the Lord want us to see. He labeled people, the devil labeled people out of church people's mouth who are wealthy, worldly. I don't know if I got that cross, good Anthony. See, when a person begin to prosper in the body of Christ, the devil want us to call them worldly. The devil want us to believe that they are after money. That's all they're after because they got so much. No, that's the person the Lord blessing most of the time. And we shouldn't call them worldly. We should call them worthy. Because they're in God's plan and in God's will. And God is only doing what he said he wanted to do. I'm going to show you in the Bible. God has said what he wants to do for his children, his sons and daughters. He has been saying it down through the ages. Preachers just have not been saying it. God wants us out of debt. He wants us out of distress. And he wants us out of discouragement. And the only way that can happen is not just by praying and singing hallelujah. Money cometh. You need some money. This world run on a money system. Right? Any book we write, any tape we produce, any place we go to preach the gospel, we need some money. Now, let's read some scriptures to set this thing up. Then I'm going to tell you how these two words came into existence, money cometh. Tell you why. I'm going to have you make some confession. I mean, we're just going to get your finance straight. Listen, I want everybody in here who don't have a saving account to open one. I don't know how much money it takes for you to open a saving account. I think they open one for so much. Mine's been open years ago. When they told me how much it took to open, it wasn't much. I didn't have enough to open the thing almost. I believe they have a minimum of so many dollars that you can open a saving account. But if you don't have a saving account, you don't have no storehouse for the Lord to put nothing in. You don't have to have no $1,600 to have a saving account. Just find out what the minimum is and this, and make sure you put your name in the bank with a place where you can deposit money. I want all of you all to open a saving account. I want you to stop buying them things you don't need just because you see them. Get out of debt. I want you out of debt. You start getting out of debt. This church, you should be just like this church. This church is out of debt. Way out of debt. And the same spirit is upon this church should be on you. I'm coming out. I'm almost out. Almost every 3 days, somebody give me a check. So I ain't preaching no money coming. I mean, it's working for me. Almost every 3 days, somebody walk them, give me a check. Somebody gave me a check this morning. Somebody gave me a check yesterday. Somebody gave me a check day before yesterday. Another man run me down from North Carolina, gave me a check. Crying. Money coming have changed my whole business, he said. Me and my wife, money coming from everywhere. He said, yeah, I want you to have some money. I said, thank you. Don't get the money and forget about me. I believe it too. Money coming. Almost every 3 days, Ron, I'll get a check. You better stay close to me, boy. God wants us to have it. You know, I got John Osteen's spirit on me. I get all them guys' spirit, get around them guys who prosper, and I get to acting just like them. I get something in me. When I see a man, I get to acting just like, I act like people who's successful. Amen. All right, let's get some scriptures in here. Oh, I need to read. Let's begin at the first verse, Deuteronomy chapter 8, then we're going to Psalm 35. We have to establish the fact that God want money in the pocket, in the saving account, in the house, in the checking book for every Christian, every believer. He wants you to have it. I'm going to tell you why in a few moments. All right. And all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess. Notice this, that you first thing that this day, he said, all the commandment which I command thee this day shall you observe to what?
To do.
Now, you have to be a doer of God's commandment to receive God's blessing. Ooh, I like that. Don't you like that? Come on, get that down. You have to be a doer of God's word to receive his blessing. Just what he tell you to do about finances, you got to do it. Now you got to make up your mind that you're going to be a doer of God's commandment, of God's word, on or in what he tells you to do about finances. Before money cometh. Before money cometh, you're going to have to make up your mind that I'm going to be a doer of God's commandment for me to do according to finances. Now you can think right quick what you need to do, right? See? See, you can't get in on this thing. There's no side door to God's blessing. He said to me, money cometh. But it's no side door. You can't creep in by a side door. You can't creep in by prayer when he told you to give. You can't pray past giving. If he said, here's what you do, this is the way this system works, I want you to give. No, you say, well, I'm going to pray. This is real spiritual. No, the prayer of a righteous man. What is a righteous man? Those who favors God's righteous cause. I'll show you right now. You just go to 35th Psalm. Go right there. We're coming back because I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost. All right with you? Yeah. See, God blesses those who do what he tell them to do. So if money cometh to you, it will mean that you're doing what God told you to do. Psalm 35. I mean, they had us all messed up about what God, the church been all messed up about how God, what God think about money. God don't even think about money, he got so much. You know, when you got money, you don't have to think about it. The reason we so money-minded is because we didn't have it. And you got to think about where you're going to get it from. But those who got money don't even think about it. You never thought about two houses, you can't get the first one. And you in the body of Christ. Wouldn't it be nice to have a nice house in Florida when it get cold, to fly away from this cold place and go to Florida and sit on the beach and call back home and ask them how they doing back there? I'm gonna be back in 3 weeks. See, y'all done look at it, boy, and got holy on me. So you're not preaching no more. That's what God expected for you. If anybody's supposed to be out there on the beach sucking pineapple juice with a soft straw, it ought to be us. Look at you with your religious face. Come on here. Get out of here, you old stingy spirit. Old poverty spirit. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. You're not holding us back. No, we're not in covetousness. We're in covenant. We ought to be controlling this financial system instead of this financial system controlling us. What God say about it? You in the 35th Psalm? How many believe God? How many believe what God say in his word? How many believe God is not a lie? How many believe what God say he says in his word he meant for us to have it? How many agree with God? If God says something about you, would you agree with him?
Yes.
You want what God wants you to have?
Yes.
All right. Watch this. Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Look at those two words, joy. Glad, or joy and gladness. I tell you, when you're in God's divine program financially, it brings joy and gladness. Someone said, you know, I want to go to Africa, but I need $42,000. If I can get so many people to give $5,000, and you got $5,000 to give, you jump up and say, hey, you got your first five. First five, that's me. I'll take the first $5,000. Most of you couldn't jump up. You'll jump under your seat. If I look at your heart and ask you for $5,000 this morning, you might have a heart attack. I might have to raise you from the dead because you know you don't have $5,000. And I'm just keep listening to me, though. I'm going to get you out of that condition. First, I got to clear your mind. The Bible said we're clean. John 15 said we're clean through the word. Well, look at that. Wait a minute. Go to John. You come back to Psalm. Go to John. Well, I got to clean your mind because you don't, you think, you got, if you got a religious brain, you're not going to hear what I'm saying. You're going to say, oh, man, that man was talking about money. I ain't talking about no money. I'm talking about God's covenant. I'm talking about God's sons and daughters. What would you do for your son and daughter if you had plenty of money? Your son just got married. And I mean, you a multimillionaire, and he saw this house he wanted. And you need to spend some money because the tax on you. You got too much money. You see the IRS watching you every day because you got so much money. And your son just married this little pretty girl you really like. And they saw this little house don't cost no more than $175,000. And $175,000 to you is like $1.75 because you got so much. And you say to your little sweet daughter-in-law, you like that house, honey? Yes. Call a man, tell him you want it, and tell him I'm financing it. Paid in full. Wouldn't you do that for Frank? Wouldn't you do that for Tony? I mean, you're a multimillionaire, you know. Tony done found this fine little girl. You and Boyta lack. You lack her. And you know, Tony brought that house. Boyta said, oh, she loved the Lord. She's a sweet little girl. We prayed just now. You know, she going to take care of my son real well. And they saw this little house they lack. You know, and Frank, a multimillionaire. And Tony said, Daddy, let's go look at the house. And Frank get there and stand out, and Frank like it, you know, and Frank said, this would be good for him. Frank said, well, what, Tony, stop getting your furniture. I'm going to pay for the furniture, too. And wouldn't you do that, Frank? What about God? How many of y'all are sons and daughters of God? How many of y'all believe God is a multimillionaire? How many of y'all believe God really got it? How many of y'all really believe now to this point, let me clean your mind. John, got to get some of this religious junk out of your mind. You had John. I got a new Bible. Take me a little while. I had to buy a new Bible to fit the cover that someone got for me. And so it take me a little while to turn to it. John 15:3, I think. It's 15:3, isn't it? Now you are clean through the word, which I've spoken to you. In the process of getting ready for this book, first thing I have to do for the body of Christ is clean your mind. And how you do it? Clean your whole system out by the word of God. Get all them religious, stingy, tight, poor, crying spirit out of you and from around you and from around your house. When you go on your porch, you'll be able to be like me. I think prosperity when I sit on my porch. I think I got it all. If somebody getting distressed, I can help them. Don't look at me like that. See, you got to look at people who with it and getting with it. Look at them like you lack them. If you don't like them, God ain't going to give it to you. Because he don't want you in the same restaurant with them when they're sitting, so he want them to enjoy their food. So he's going to have you where you go to the broke restaurant until you look at those who got it right so you can go in the restaurant and be happy. That's right. So when you see people with plenty, you just and got it right, you know. I'm not talking about the Al Capone. Got it right, you smile with them and be happy with them and lack them. They're going to rub off on you. Yeah, you got to change your attitude if you want money cometh. Get your attitude straight about money. Get your attitude straight about God. I mean, have the right attitude about those who are blessed. And then have the right attitude about those who are broke. Give them something. Say this with me. I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over my finances. It's all right with God. See, because I got real holy when I talk about pleading the blood over your finance. Now, somebody with a religious mind said, don't talk about the blood and money at the same time. Get that blood away from that money. No, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, is a blood covenant running over. It's part of the blood covenant. It's one of the reasons Jesus shed his blood that you can have good measure. You know, good measure is the basket full. Press down. I mean, when you press it down, and when you press it, if you want to get some more with it, I've been out there. I've messed with basketball. You shake it. So it's any little crack that's not full, when you shake it, it get in that crack. Blood and money go together. Oh, somebody say, oh, no, not communion and being wealthy. They don't go together. Not the Lord's Supper and being wealthy go together. No, now, we got to stop here now. We'll stop this. I'm taking my communion, but not being wealthy. They don't go together. Yes, he died. He became poor. That you might become rich. See, now I said, what's my subject? I'm talking about money this morning. Money. I'm on the subject of money. I'm going to talk about grace another day. But I'm talking about money. God told me to talk about money. Money. Everybody say, money cometh.
Money cometh.
Say it again.
Money cometh.
Say it again.
Money cometh.
Some people overbuy to prove that they got money. Somebody want to know why Charles Mitchell didn't buy a Mercedes, as if he wasn't able. He able, but he don't want no Mercedes. He want to go all over the world with money in his pocket. Be buying me stuff. I go in the store, he said, get you something. He had that Mercedes, he wouldn't be able to say it. That Mercedes, if he said, you can't get that. You got to have, man, you got to have some money to drive a new Mercedes. I'm telling you, plenty of money. You take that Mercedes to the shop, some people say, your bill, $800. Man, never crack. He never flinched or nothing. $840, you just took it in there because it had a little rattle somewhere, you know. He said, $847, Mr. Thompson. You can't be at the Mercedes shop crying, oh, I wish it'd be $35. It ain't going to never be $35. You got to pay the price to drive a Mercedes. Mercedes part hire. Mercedes mechanic hire. I tell you, you can't go there talking about you with your $200 talking about you getting a Mercedes working on. And a Mercedes is not what you call a mechanic working in the yard, Bill? Shed tree. Shed tree mechanic. See, Bill and Shirley got a new Mercedes. But you know they're able because Bill drove the other car. Man, I thought he wasn't going to ever get rid of it. Bill drove it, washed that car and cleaned it and kept it like a brand new car. And you know, see, Bill and Shirley, I know, and he might not want me to say it, but I know he able to have a Mercedes. Bill ain't broke. He might can hide and duck all it. He ain't broke. Him and Shirley hold that money. He ain't broke, huh? No. And they always bless their pastor. Give me something. Make sure I got some money. So God let them drive a car like me. See, y'all don't like this kind of preacher. Yeah, you like it, right? You believe God wants you to have money? You believe God wants you? If anybody broke, just laugh loud. Laugh loud. Y'all laugh with them who not broke so they can laugh. Yeah, see, you don't want to laugh out by yourself, you're broke. It's going to be some kind of book, isn't it? Go back to the 35th. Well, I bet you're going to get people blessed, though. Go back to the 35th Psalm. Say this, I ain't going to be broke no more. Just say it like I said it. Psalm 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Let me see who, what type of people he's talking about here now. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Say that.
Let them shout for joy and be glad.
Now watch this. That favor my righteous cause.
That favor my righteous
cause. Now you make a note in your notes there. That favor my righteous cause. Put covenant. Put evangelism. Huh? Put going preach
supporting people who go preach the gospel. I'm not talking about me now. I'm talking about people go to the mission field. Favor my righteous cause. Think about that now. Say, favor my righteous cause. Now, you know, one thing we say in Deuteronomy, that if you want to for God to be under God's covenant of blessing, you got to do what the Lord tell you to do. You remember we said that? Here's another thing you have to know. If money cometh to you as a son or daughter of God, and you know you just from the extra, your stuff going to be taken care of. See, giving you plenty, so his stuff can be taken care of. But it's going to be so much that you can almost just wave your hand just trying to get somebody to give somebody that's going to stick to you. You got so much. Y'all understand that? Yeah, it's an overflowing amount that God wants you to have. I'm talking about money. I'm not talking about prayer. So don't look at me like that. I'm not talking about prayer today and grace. For the next 8 to 10 weeks, I'm going to be money-minded properly. There's a way to be money-minded properly without being covetous. See, I'm talking about our money covenant. We got a money covenant that God wants us to get into, and he wants the body of Christ to be into this money covenant. Money cometh because we have a money covenant. Because God wants us to have it, that he can get this gospel in every hole, behind every iron curtain, and behind every up wall. That we can go with this gospel and bring Bibles to people behind the iron curtain who never heard about Jesus. For the Son of Man come to seek and save that which is lost, and you need money to do that. We need to build churches. We need to build a church. Now we need millions of dollars. God giving it to us. He's going to give it to us. Amen. Need every one of you all to be a tither. Some of y'all not tithing. When I get down to the tithing part, you better wish you home that day. Because I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, I'm saying it the opposite way. You know, you need to wish you're here, but in the natural, you wish you're home. The Holy Ghost is going to say something. I mean, it's easy preaching. Y'all praying good. It's easy preaching. I sound just like John Osteen. You know, man, I got to get around them fellas. No, I got to get more around them. I don't be copping. I just get it. I mean, my voice, come on, I'm trying to get back around. I just get it. I be around them. I be eating them so much, and I be eating them, partner. Just like that on that front row. What do you say? Like a little bird, you know? Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Everybody say that favor my righteous cause. Got a question for you. How much do you favor God's righteous cause? Here's a scale to measure. Are you willing to give 10 cents out of every dollar you get for his righteous cause? Whoop. Help. Everybody holler, help.
Help.
Say it again.
Help.
Help me to do what you say, Lord.
Help me to do what you say, Lord.
Yvonne, I don't know. I don't read behind your name. But you got a good job. You ought to be tithing. You can't afford not to tithe no more. I don't read, so I don't know what you're giving. You better not be giving no $5. I'm coming to your house. I'm talking to Yvonne. I'm not talking to you. You ain't no reason to get upset about what I said to Yvonne. Your name is not Yvonne. If Yvonne don't get upset, you ain't got nothing to do with it. I was preaching to Yvonne at the time. I wasn't preaching. Your name Janet, you ain't nothing to do with it. Your name Jackie, you don't have nothing to do with it to get all upset about. I didn't say Jackie. I'm talking to my member, Yvonne. How y'all get hot when somebody talk to somebody else in the church? You're just evil. Get upset. I said, I call a girl name, Yvonne. If she don't get hot, nobody else got nothing to do with it. I got you, didn't I? See, the people go to think, why are you telling that girl that? That wasn't your business.
I call a girl name. When I call her name, that mean I was talking to her, not you. See, that's the way you get blessed. Stay out of other people's business. Well, that's our next point. If you want money to come, stay out of other people's business. That's what scripture says, mind, go about and do your own work and leave other people's business alone. Stop criticizing people who bought a new car and got a new house and people who are doing things. Stop criticizing blessing if you want to be blessed. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, the point's coming up. Stay out of other people. If you want money to come, stay out of other people's business. God don't give nosy people money. Know that people are supposed to be broke. Boy, I ain't going to be nosy no more. You? All y'all been a little nosy sometime in your life. Don't I say that like you don't. You know what I mean by nosy? Sticking your nose in other people's business. Now, you can't go tell everybody what I'm preaching and teaching. They're not going to understand it because they're going to think, you know, because I drive a Mercedes. And I stay in a big house. And then people are going to say, oh, he just teaching them that. You know what that man doing? He getting them to give their money. I told you that so you can know. You see what I mean, Ray? Say, well, how you do this? How you do that? Money cometh. And I'm not covetous neither. When God tell me to do something, I do it. So you don't have a broke pastor. So if you're looking for a broke person to give, don't give it to me. I'm not broke. But if you're looking for good ground, go ahead and give it when the Lord tell you to give it. I don't want you to give me no money because I'm broke. My God, feeling sorry for me. People who feel sorry for you keep you broke. Yeah. Boy, it's different, isn't it? How many of y'all sense prosperity coming in this building? I tell you, another spirit coming in here, man. We, you know, the more stingy spirit, the more tight spirit, the more critical spirit that criticize people who bless. You got critical spirits, you know. They come to critique the blessings of God. Who is it? Tell me who can critique the blessings of God. Who can critique what God have decided to do for somebody? Who can critique God blessing somebody for obedience? Who can critique Isaiah 1 and 19? God would be a liar if I wouldn't be blessed by this time. He'll be a lying God, and he can't be a lying God. We'll be serving a lying Jesus, and we'll have a lying Holy Ghost if I wasn't blessed by now. I have dedicated my life to this kingdom business. I love God. I'm sold out. You want money to come, you got to sell out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ, said himself, and all these things will be added to you. I mean, God giving me things all the time. I'm seeking him and the things show up. You got it backwards. You got it backwards. You're seeking things. Tell you, got a prosperity spirit in this house this morning. Shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. How many of y'all favor his righteous cause? How many of y'all gonna do more about it? Let the devil rob you for a dime. Let the devil, you sure sell yourself cheap. Let the devil rob you for a dime. You're letting the devil rob you for a dime. For 10 cents, the devil is robbing you. Are y'all seeing this? You selling your prosperity for 10 cents. Boy, you sure don't waste money. You selling yourself down the drain for a dime. That's why I didn't let Ronald receive the offering. I said, hold it. Let me preach for you. Every one of you, I see some visitors here. I wasn't out here when the visitors stood up, but I know strange faces when I see it. Listen. You selling your whole financial packet down the drain. You selling your prosperity and money coming to you to pay your bill and be able to help pay your neighbor bill for 10 cents. You're a cheap thing, you, for a dime. That person rise up and get happy in a little meeting. Yeah, I'm going to tie 2 weeks. Then go to count their bill. For 10 cents, you're holding back your promotion. Hey, the devil is stealing from you. He got his hand in your pocket. You stealing 10 cents from God, he's stealing 90 cents from you. Because when you don't give God that 10 cents, that 90 cents belong to you and the devil. Yeah. Heavy hangs over your head this morning, says the Holy Ghost. Instead of having financial pressure, God say he wants you to have financial power. Come on, write that down if you will. Instead of having financial pressure on you, the Father just told me in my spirit, I want you to have financial power. For if you get financial power, the power of my gospel is going to be able to go to the four ends of the earth because you're going to give it. Everybody say, rob for a dime.
Rob for a dime.
Now, I want you to think about it. You see what I'm saying? Rob because of a dime. Say it again. How many understand the revelation of that? Somebody tell me what I mean. Tell me what I mean, Richard. Not giving 10 cents. Okay, how many dollars you got? It's only a dime. You see? Okay, how many dollars you have? Surely it's only a dime. Now, this church not bringing in as much money as it should be bringing in. Some of y'all call break down before it's supposed to break down. That's the devil broke it down. You ain't cohort with him. He riding along, and you start laughing. He getting mad and said, break. Then we say, God, pay for me and the devil. Ride. Lord, you know I love you. Yapasha Kopala, Lord. You my king and you my master, Lord. Lord, I need a water pump. Hallelujah. You my God. Long as the water flowing through the radiator, it's you and the devil. When the water pump went out, it's you and God. Oh, God. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. You don't have to be doing it, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't play stupid. Just to give me a read this voice. I'm telling you, I'm having fun. But I'm saying a lot of things. They're coming out of my spirit. What about that thing? God don't want you to have financial pressure, can it? You heard me say that just now? He wants you to have what?
Financial power.
What's the difference between financial pressure and financial power? Financial pressure is you're in debt, distress, and discouraged. Financial power is you're free from debt. You got a saving account looking for somebody to bless. You don't know how good it is to the Lord tell you give somebody $500. And you just go in your pocket and get it out. And you don't want no big doo-doo about it, you know. You know what I mean by big doo-doo? Yeah. You don't want everybody in the world to know you giving somebody $500. You just kind of walk by them, you know. Yeah. Get them $500 bill in your hand, you know, and get to them, you know, and kind of rub their arm, come down to their hand. Keep walking.
Amen.
Yeah. He that give in secret, I'll reward him openly.
Yeah.
I ain't told you how much I'm giving. We were at camp meeting. I put $30,000 of your money. Got a church being open every 5.5 days. We ain't on it. We got missionaries all behind the iron curtain in Italy, everywhere. They're preaching the gospel. We ain't on it. I wrote a $20,000 check. The Lord said, give them $10,000 more. But guess what Keith Butler did from Detroit, Michigan? $200,000. Never, and I watched back him. He was sitting back to him and his wife, never batted his eye. $200,000. Well, I'm tired giving these $20,000 and $30,000. Y'all tired, I can do better. Tired. You know, I say I'm tired, and I won't be tired. Want to at least give 50 next year. I'm still talking about money coming to the body of Christ. Yeah, Keith Butler gave $200,000 in 15 minutes. They pick up $713,000. Brother Hagin, and this is good to be in this book. And this is, you know, Brother Hagin, every year they call a day called Rama Day. And I tried to get Wood Life Day, but the money didn't change. It's just another day. Everybody said Wood Life Day, and they brought the same $15. But we're gonna get better.
Amen.
I'm trying to get money in your pocket, not out of your pocket.
Amen.
That's sad. Give me another amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to get money in your pocket, not out of your pocket.
Amen.
I don't know if I help you any. Boy, but I just preached myself out of debt and distress, and I'm going to eat some quail. The devil folk been eating them quails on you, and you've been still eating chicken. Watch my expression now. Don't get mad. I'm trying to lift your level. You follow what I'm saying? Remember, what's your name by that? You my member, aren't you? With that nice white sweater, whatever you got on there. Aren't you a member of my church? Yeah, you a member here. God wants you to rise up. Y'all, the most stingy spirit, get out of here. Poverty spirit, get out of here. Now, Jesus' name, you can't stay here. We ain't going to be broke no more. The borrower is servant to the lender. You just owe somebody something. Watch how they, you know, they're not really Christian people. You owe them something, man, they're cheeky with you. Hey, give me a glass of water. What you gonna do? I ain't getting you no glass of water. You'll double up on them notes. You better go get that glass of water. How many see the illustration? Let them shout for joy. We're still in the 35th song?
Yeah.
Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah. Let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Which have what? Pleasure in what? Poverty. 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 He had pleasure in poverty. And you know you're not no servant. If that man had pleasure in the prosperity, I'm talking about God now. If that man had pleasure in the prosperity of those people who were not born again, just serving him, and I'm an heir. I like the way Roman put it. I'm an heir. have God. Tell me three times. Joint heir with Christ. Lord, God. Now, we need to talk about something that's caused money not to come. And I want to get into that in our next session. We're going to talk about something that caused money not to come. And you want to know what those things are. Terrell, man, if I was at your age under this kind of preaching, boy, you think I got a house now. Yeah. I'd have bought the whole street I'm on and had a house for you to come stay when you be passing through. You ain't going to sit and get tired. You just drop to one of my houses. I tell you, I want to show God strong. I don't care what people say. You know what you do with your critic? You know what to do with critics? Those who criticize you? Don't see. How did the Lord say this? Your critics see, your critics, don't give them no credit, because when you give them credit, you give them credentials to criticize you some more. Don't even talk about them. That's what it said. Don't give them no credit. See, when you talk about your critic, you're giving them credit, and you're giving them credentials to criticize you more. And I'm telling you, if you're going to rise up in God's plan, you could get ready for critics. Because, see, the world folks know they're getting our money. See, the world folks, see, when the church go to rising up, the world folks who work for the devil got to stir up themselves to start saying bad things about you. Because the more you get, the less they're going to have. They got your money already. There's a blesser in the house. Yes. Say it, there's a blesser in the house. God want me blessed. Matter of fact, I am blessed. I won't talk against prosperity. I'll talk prosperity. Now this is why right here. You in 1 Samuel 22. I got to read this fast. First verse. You there? Hurry up. David. See, if you don't see David, you're not there. David therefore departed this and escaped to the cave, 1 Samuel 1:22, Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. Now, David, that's an anointing for prosperity too. I have it. That's a prosperity jacket. That's a prosperity anointing. And I have it. I mean, I just look and things happen. God put that. I mean, God told me this morning, say, look, boy, I got a prosperity anointing on you. Some people now, holy religious people, prosperity anointing. Anointing just to get people healed. Well, God, the part of the redeemed from the curse of the law, prosperity was in there just like healing was in there. Now watch these folks right here. Oh, 22nd. I might not have time to read it to you. 18, 17. I can't read it. Look, and I'm going to cry quick. And verse 2. And everyone that was in distress. And everyone that was in what? Yes. Oh, and everyone that was discontented gathered himself unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. We're going to talk about that. Debt and distress. You're going to leave out of here. Listen, let me make this confession. Debt, out of here. Distress, out of here. What the other word is now? This is discouraged, discontent. Oh, when you're broke, we're going to get it out of here. When you're broke, boy, you real discontented. I've been broke. Buying new cars, acting like I had something. That's the worst kind of broke. Buying new dresses, Visa. Buying new dresses, MasterCard. Buying new dresses, because I want people to think that I got plenty. just as broke as I could be. I want everybody to laugh, but some of y'all, that's you all, but laugh, everybody laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Because I know some, I got some company in yours like that.
Dr. Leroy Thompson is the president and founder of Ever Increasing Word Ministries, an outreach ministry of the Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. For more information on this dynamic teaching ministry, visit our website at www.eiwm.org. Or you can write Dr. Thompson at P.O. Box 7, Darrow, Louisiana, 70725.